It's great to meet you.
It's great to be here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's first time in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And you're based in New York, right?
Yes, right, okay. Right. I live in New York.
Did you grow up there?
I did, yes. I went to school in Boston, but aside from that, I've really been in New York my whole life.
Well, Perry, can you tell us about your work, the work that's featured in Murray State's galleries through February 26th?
One of the things that's special to me about this show is that there's a range of all of the different techniques that I've worked in, which is painting, oil painting, printmaking, which includes monotypes and etching, and drawing. So those are the things that I've loved to do and really concentrated on my whole career. And so it's great to see it all together.
Well, looking at the pieces in the Hall Gallery and then over at the Kerr Center Gallery, they're just really beautiful.
Thank you.
Could you talk a bit about the pieces that are in the Kerr Center Gallery that focus on your studio? And some of them have color. So
right.
Talk.
Well, I'm very interested in composition and abstraction, and yet I have this obsession to work from life. So you can see every single thing that I've done in all my life, everything has been with a subject in front of me. And to control that subject means making it into something abstract. An artist like Morandi, who does still lives, people very often say, well, do you love Morandi? And I say, yes, I love Morandi, but I also love Mondrian. And that confuses a lot of people, but because I'm so interested in the abstraction. And for a long time, I wasn't working in a full palette of color, as you can see in the self-portraits, where it's a sort of monochromatic. And in those, I'm working on the form and composition and finding that color will kind of overwhelm me. And it's easier for me to focus on the black and white. And now with my work, I'm really off into the color world.
Just real quick, because it sounds like you've grown up in New York, in a place that there's just so much opportunity. What drew you to be a maker? Like, what drew you to visual art?
I was a young child, and I was drawing all the time. And fortunate for me, my parents were supportive and gave me art classes. And I just was like, this is what I'm going to do. And I know a lot of artists and art students, people keep saying, how are you going to make a living? And it's really hard. I've been very fortunate. And getting family support, because it's a rough world out there to make a living and do your work. But you have to be completely committed to it. And I recently listened to the book Grit by Angela Duckworth, and that's what you need, a lot of grit.
I know that you give artist talks. So when you talk with students that are at a university level, I'm sure you talk about having that grit. Are there other things that you're sure to bring up or talk with them about?
Yeah, I think one of the problems that a lot of people have is they're sort of unrealistic in their expectations, that they're going to go and be an artist and be discovered. And that just doesn't happen. And a perfect example would be how this show came about. It was sort of a double-edged way of getting in here, but I had sent some of my images to the University of Mississippi Museum in Oxford. And I found them because I was reading about university museums, and they were right on the list of excellent museums. And we put together this show. And I figured that once it was in the South, I wanted it to stay in the South and find other places to go to. So it went to Mississippi State, and it went to the University of Arkansas in Little Rock. And then I know an artist in Westchester who knows Mike, and that's how it ended up here. So what I'm saying, I guess, off on a tangent a little bit, but you have to make it happen. No one is doing it for you. You have to do it for yourself.
So it's wise to have that grit and then to also be self-made. And would you call yourself a self-made?
My father was a salesman. And sometimes I really feel like that's what I've done. I mean, and it's, believe me, the list of rejections is beyond, every artist knows about it. I don't think there are too many artists that haven't had that sense of that, gone through it. But you have to be hardened to it. And you also need encouragement. To be honest, you can't just keep saying, I'm going to do it. And if no one's telling you that you're good, you're going to lose a lot of confidence. But if you have some people that believe in you I think that gives you enough confidence to say, okay, I'm going to keep at it.
Yeah. I think that it might just be intrinsic to somebody who's a maker that it can be hard to market yourself. Do you have any tips that you'd like to share when it comes to marketing what you're spending all your time doing?
Right. There are a few things. One is to keep an important record of what you've done. I think with the internet, it's pretty easy. You can save your, you know, contacts. For example, you know, you send out an email to a curator and you did it on Monday, February 7th, and you don't hear from that curator. And then you wait 2 weeks and you write the curator again and you say, I hope you've gotten to look at my email. You know, would you be interested in any of these prints? And you still might not get an answer, or you might say, thank you, but no thank you. But the question is, how often do you go back and pursue it? And I think sometimes I get into embarrassing situations where I've overdone it. But you have to try. Otherwise, you don't know why they're not responding to you. They might be just putting on a show. They're not adding etchings to their collection right now. So there are a lot of multiple reasons why they might not be responding, aside from the fact, the realistic fact that they might not want your work.
Well, spending time in the Kerr Center Gallery, some of the pieces, there's a lot of reflective surfaces.
How did that happen?
How did that happen? What's that like?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I think things, well, okay, so as I said, I like to work from life. Mm-hmm. And I've been, you know, in the same studio for almost 20 years. And I started doing these paintings of my studio and got more interested in what was happening on the surface of those tables. And I also wanted to do smaller images. I didn't want to do these big paintings. So I started to do these, taking the bottles and the jars that were on in the studio paintings and putting them separately on another surface, but also on a glass table, and using that as the subject. And I guess I just love the color that I get from that reflective object.